morning, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Once again, my name is Temitope Olasmono, and it's a very great pleasure to be here reaching you live on Teenage Radio. Now, today, as always, we have a special story from which we can draw inspiration and help us redirect our devotions to God. But before we commence with the story, I'd like for us to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Most High, Lord God, our all in all, the God whose banner over us is love, I thank you for our lives. I thank you for ordaining our paths. As the psalmist said, all the days of our lives are written in your precious book. Dear Lord Jesus, Father, you who are a high priest who is not unaware of our sufferings, who is inclined and who understands all that we are passing through, Father, we ask this day, O Lord, that you give us the grace to prevail over every circumstance and every pitfall on our path in the name of Jesus. Father, even as you overcame, Father, cause us to overcome in Jesus' name. For your word indeed says we are more than conquerors through Christ who died for us. Father, even as your word is reaching out to your children, we ask that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple, and there will be an eternal transformation for the better for each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So today's story is titled The Painted Room. The Painted Room. And the quoted scripture under The Painted Room is as follows. If thine eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light. If thine eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light. This is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22. As I said, this story is titled A Painted Room. I read as follows. Segun and Susanna are siblings who are 2 years apart but have the same birthday, with Segun being older. Their father, Akoni, lives outside the shores of Nigeria, and their mother, Adeshewa, has had to raise them by herself. Their birthday was fast approaching, and their father asked them over the phone what present each wanted. Segun requested for a laptop, but Susanna, a bibliophile, wrote a list of 12 foreign books she wanted her father to buy. Adeshawa, their mother, was a bit uneasy about their choices, but their father insisted the children were old enough and deserved it. Days passed, and timelessly on their birthday, their gifts arrived via international shipping. Segun was 16 now, while Susanna was 14. But despite being teenagers, each felt they were old enough to know what was best for them. Their mother sighed as the two excitedly chatted away about how their father was the best. They were very chilled by his generosity and for keeping to his word. Their classmates were soon going to hear about how their thoughtful father sent them the best gifts ever. 2 weeks later, Adeshewa's phone crashed and she was unable to access her email. She requested her son, Segun, to bring her his laptop so she could log in through his device. He teased, "You see, it wasn't such a bad gift after all, Mom." But Adeshewa didn't reply her son. The doorbell rang and Segun had to go get it. While he did, out of curiosity, Adeshewa checked his search history on his computer and was shocked at what she found. "Segun!" she yelled. 3 days later, at discovery of what Segun did with his pastime, Adeshewa paced her room, still disturbed, and asked God for light on the matter. God spoke to her in a way she hadn't expected him to. Alas, there was a way out.
she sat with both Segun and Susanna at the dining table. Who can tell me what the acronym GIGO, GIGO, means? She asked. Segun knew the answer, but he was unwilling to respond. But Susanna excitedly showed off her knowledge. Mom, it's a computer term that means garbage in, garbage out. What you put into the computer is what it gives to you. Her mother said thoughtfully. That's exactly how the mind works. How do you mean, Mom? Susanna asked. I'll tell you, but first, without looking around, Segun, what is the color of this room? Cream, he managed to say. You're correct. But you see, the mind is very much like a computer as well as a painted room. The things you feed it with are the things it projects. And the things you allow into your mind end up as paint on your wall staring back at you. Your mind can be a nasty painted room you can't get away from owing to the dangerous colors you have painted it with. Little wonder the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23 that we should guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The Bible also says, can a man put fire in his bosom and not be burned? Segun, I don't know when you started watching pornography, but I can tell you, you have just extended a hand of fellowship to demons. These movies are inspired and supported by demonic activities. And like when we worship, study and listen to the word of God, we welcome God's presence. The reverse is the case with pornography. It is actually setting up a ritual of worship for the devil. It would defile a person's mind and corrupt a person's body. Worst of all, the demons plague a person almost all his life, and these spirits have a stubborn entitlement mentality, a sense of possession. Why set yourself ablaze by putting fire in your bosom? It was my friends that introduced me to it. They said I will need to learn it before I can win the girls over, Segun confessed as the Holy Spirit convicted him. His mother shook her head. We all know of King David in the Bible. He had a son whose friend encouraged to fulfill his lustful desires. When he heeded and trouble came, he was killed by the girl's brother. But the same friend who encouraged him survived and was the one who excitedly brought the news of his death to David. Some friends are sent by the enemy to push one into the pit of destruction. May this not be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Susanna and Segun chorused. Now, their mother continued, this also applies to you, Susanna. Some of the books you read are capable of awakening lustful desires. I know this because I was once young like you too. I would like to refer you to the Song of Solomon in the Bible, chapter 8, verse 4, that says, daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Do not stir up lust, which is often mistaken in this generation as love. Your bodies are the temple of God, and God promises that He will destroy whosoever defiles this temple. So please, dear children, we will be going on a 3-day fast to shut the gates of hell that Segun or any one of us may have opened. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Remember that Jesus said, this kind cannot go out except by fasting. Amen, said Segun and Susanna without a protest. Adeshewa was glad that God had taken over their hearts as she had prayed. End of the story. Dear children, beloved of God, God has a glorious future for each of us, but He has provided a set of instructions for helping us achieve this glorious future. The devil and his demons have lost their positions and places with God. as angels, and they want you to lose your position with God as well. The saying, misery likes company, is very true. So do not condescend to the level of God's enemy by corrupting your own self and defiling your bodies. Flee immoral communication, for it corrupts good manners. Let your single focus be on Jesus Christ and always, and the devil will not be able to take you down like he couldn't with Joseph. Flee all appearances of evil, and the devil will flee from you. The Lord God will help you achieve a clean slate like Joseph had. The Bible in 1 John says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. End of quote. Continues. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. End of quote. I'll take it again. 1 John 3:8 says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. This is from the English Standard Version. The devil knows this scripture. Please do not let him feel entitled to you. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is found in the book of James 4, verse 7. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word that you have sent to us. The Bible says you sent your word, and it healed us and delivered us from our destructions. Father, you know our secret faults. You know our innermost thoughts. You know our ways that are incompatible with you. Dear Lord Jesus, we trust you to wash us clean by your precious blood. For as many of us that are going through one struggle or the other, repetitive sins and bad habits, Lord Jesus, please purge us. Because the Bible says when we ask for forgiveness and we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord Jesus, we rely on your word that says that your grace is sufficient for us and your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Dear Lord Jesus, save us in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord, from the weight and the yoke of sin that easily beset us, Father, O Lord, because we know that your word says that you would relieve us of your yoke, of our yoke. Our yoke, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, please give us rest and cleanliness in our hearts forever in Jesus' name. And let us take of your yoke, for you are meek and you are humble. That your ways will become our ways, your thoughts will become our thoughts, and you'll help us to guard our hearts with all diligence in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you hear us always. Thank you because you are sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for the saints. And we know that by your grace and your grace alone, we will make it to the kingdom of heaven and reign with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was a long prayer, but it was totally worth it. Only by his grace can we succeed in this race with all the distractions all around us. Now, that prayer is for those of us that already have given our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and really regard him as Lord. But for those who are yet to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is knocking on your door. If the Lord Jesus is not yet your Savior, kindly say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and that you died for me, a sinner. Dear Lord Jesus, please come into my heart today. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to sin no more. I love you, Lord Jesus. Please stay by me forever, always. Forever and always, in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Congratulations if you have said that prayer. The Lord is glad to walk with you from today, and we can assure you there's no greater or worthier adventure. Today's research assignment is to study the characters Joseph and Samson in the Bible. They're actually not characters, they're people that existed. They're not just some story characters. Study their lives of that's of Joseph and Samson, and highlight the key differences between the two of them and how they conducted their affairs with their body. God bless us in Jesus' name. God bless this real good. Once again, it was a great pleasure having us on Good Morning Jesus. For those of wherever it is that wants to reach out via emails, probably you have a prayer point, probably you have a weakness you're dealing with, probably you have something you want, you need guidance, you need spiritual counseling, and kindly send an email to temitokwefziba@gmail.com. Don't worry, I'll spell the Fziba. Fziba is HEPHZIBAH. temitokwefziba@gmail.com. I love you so much through the love of Christ, and I thank the Lord God who has begun this good work, will keep us unto the day of Christ in Jesus' name. God be with you all. Do take care. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, everyone.